USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. As jubilant Ukrainian troops hoist their national flag over Kherson after a comprehensive Russian retreat, they give no sign of stopping their offenses for the winter or allowing the war to settle into a stalemate. In the east, Ukrainian forces continue to grind forward and have repelled repeated Russian efforts to seize towns like Bakhmut and Pavlivka, reportedly killing hundreds of Russian soldiers along the way. In the south, they're striking deep behind Russian lines, hitting Moscow's troops before they can settle and build defenses on the eastern bank of the Dnipro River across from Kherson. And there are growing hints from troops on the ground and volunteers close to them that the Ukrainians are preparing for a new land offensive between these two fronts. South through the Zaporizhia region, challenging Russia's hold on the entire southern area that it seized in the invasion that began in February. Back at home, they're still celebrating Governor Ron DeSantis' performance in Florida.
Incumbent GOP Governor Ron DeSantis won re-election in Florida and even flipped Miami-Dade County for the first time in 20 years in the governor's race. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Congressman Greg Stube shares why he thinks his state saw a record turnout for this election.
Florida is no longer a purple state. We are solidly a red state, doing better statewide than even Texas. And it's because of the policies that Republicans have had in place here in Florida. And people all across the country, especially during COVID, recognize that, and they're sick and tired of democratically run cities and states, so they move here to Florida, where they have freedom.
Governor DeSantis also won a majority of the state's Latino vote. Democrats have accused state Republicans of gerrymandering congressional districts and passing laws to suppress voters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Post-election day security concerns. In Arizona, protesters gathered Saturday outside the Maricopa County Elections Office, where ballots are still being counted. County Sheriff Paul Panzone described it as a mostly peaceful protest.
We want to see a safe environment at the cost of other needs around the county for law enforcement, at the cost of taxpayer dollars. Deputies, in addition to those we had stationed here, came to the facility to make sure everything was safe.
Federal prosecutors have asked a judge to sentence disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes to 15 years in prison, arguing she deserves a lengthy prison term because her massive scheme duped investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars by falsely convincing them her company had developed a revolutionary blood testing device. Calling the case one of the most substantial white-collar offenses Silicon Valley or any other district has seen, Holmes is set to appear for sentencing on November 18th in federal court in San Jose, California. Here's the call on the Notre Dame Radio Network as Drew Pine completes a pass to Jaden Thomas for 37 yards and a touchdown, giving number 20 Notre Dame a 35-13 lead over Navy.
Drew Pine with Chris Tyree to his right. He drops back, wants to go deep, stands, throws to the middle of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Notre Dame! Jaden Thomas on the post route between the hashes, 4 yards deep in the end zone. Diving catch. Have a day, Drew Pine.
The Irish went on to win 35-32. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for